Wer am Ergebnis seiner Tätigkeiten haftet, ist auch die Ursache dieser Tätigkeiten und muss daher deren Ergebnis genießen oder erleiden. Was vorgeschriebene Pflichten betrifft, so können sie in drei Unterteilungen gegliedert werden, nämlich tägliche Arbeit, durch außergewöhnliche Umstände bedingte Tätigkeit und wunschgemäße Tätigkeit. Tägliche Arbeit gemäß den Anordnungen der Schriften, ohne nach den Ergebnissen zu verlangen, ist Tätigkeit in der Erscheinungsweise der Tugend. Arbeit um der Ergebnisse willen wird die Ursache von Bindung, deshalb ist solche Arbeit nicht glücksverheißend. Jeder hat ein Anrecht auf die Erfüllung der vorgeschriebenen Pflichten, doch er sollte ohne Anhaftung an das Ergebnis handeln. Solch uneigennützige, obligatorische Pflichten führen einen ohne Zweifel auf den Pfad der Befreiung. Arjuna wurde deshalb vom Herrn aufgefordert, aus reiner Pflichterfüllung zu kämpfen, ohne am Ergebnis zu haften. Würde er an der Schlacht nicht teilnehmen, wäre dies eine andere Form der Anhaftung. Solche Anhaftung führt einen niemals auf den Pfad der Erlösung. Jede Anhaftung, ob positiv oder negativ, ist die Ursache für Bindung. Untätigkeit ist sündhaft. Daher war Kämpfen aus reiner Pflichterfüllung der einzige glücksweisende Pfad der Erlösung für Arjuna. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Purport. There are three considerations here: prescribed duties, capricious work, and inaction. Prescribed duties are activities enjoined in terms of once acquired modes of material nature. Capricious work means actions without the sanction of authority, and inaction means not performing one's prescribed duty. The Lord advised that Arjuna not be inactive, but that he perform his prescribed duty without being attached to the result. One who is attached to the result of his work is also the cause of the actions. Thus, he is the enjoyer or sufferer of the result of such actions. As far as prescribed duties are concerned, they can be fitted into three subdivisions, namely routine work, emergency work, and desired activities. Routine work performed as an obligation in terms of the scriptural injunctions without desire for results is action in the mode of goodness. Work with results becomes the cause of bondage. Therefore, such work is not auspicious. Everyone has his proprietary right in regard to prescribed duties, but should act without attachment to the result. Such disinterested obligatory duties doubtlessly lead one to the path of liberation. Arjuna was therefore advised by the Lord to fight as a matter of duty, without attachment to the result. His non-participation in the battle is another side of attachment. Such attachment never leads one to the path of salvation. Any attachment, positive or negative, is cause for bondage. Inaction is sinful. Therefore, fighting as a matter of duty was the only auspicious path of salvation for Arjuna. This was text 47.
Yeah. Radhe, you see, when we are in physical consciousness, not in a spiritual consciousness, not in soul consciousness, then we have devotional service And when there is a devotional service, there are three types of devotional service. The three types we can work. One with attachment, one without attachment, and one is not doing anything. What's the word?
Three prescribed duties. Are activities enjoined in terms of
what? Activities, non-activities.
Yeah.
We don't do anything.
Capricious work.
We are doing, but non-attached. And one, we are doing with attachment. Here Krishna is telling that if you are doing prescribed duties directed by Master, then you have to do with non-attachment. By this process, you will understand liberation from senses. If you want to liberate from your senses, you cannot come to understand that you are soul, then you have to follow the prescribed duty without attachment. If you will do this, read line by line, then it's good.
Prescribed duties.
Translation.
You have a right to perform your prescribed duty.
You have the right to perform. Because you are in the body consciousness. You don't develop your soul consciousness. Arjun is that time, he don't want to fight because he is thinking that everybody is my person, everybody is my relatives. So he is attached with that. Then he is Krishna is telling, you have some prescribed duty because you are Kshatriya. And you come for fighting in the field. And you say that you are not going to fight. You ready, you come with ready to fight. And now you are telling, no, I will not fight. You come to a spiritual master to become ready to do devotional service. And if spiritual master is giving responsibility, then you say, I will not do this. Why? You have prescribed duty, you have to do this. Because you are in the ashram. You are somebody is brahmachari, he has his prescribed duty to do. Somebody is in grihastha ashram, he has to do that prescribed duty. Somebody is in sannyasa ashram, he has to do his prescribed duty. Somebody is in a kshatriya, he has to work prescribed duty. He has to fight. If somebody is vaishya, if he is not doing vaishya work, is not good. Somebody is in a temple, he is doing some responsibility, he has to do that responsibility. What is prescribed duty, you have to do. By this prescribed duty, if you are without detach, you are doing, then one day you will liberate from your senses. This is the process. If you don't understand that you are soul, then this is the way to liberate from senses.
But you are not entitled to the fruits of actions.
Fruit of actions. You don't think for result. You do your duty. If you are attached with result or you are you want only result, then you are not doing your duty.
Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities.
You have to act without result. If you want to liberate from that senses, you work. If you are wife, you have to work for your family. If you are fastman, you have to take care of your family. If you are president of the temple, you have to take care of all responsibility. You have to think what is, and you have to follow that. Think everything is prescribed. You have to know and you have to do like that. If you are mother, you have to become sincere mother. What duty you got, you have to do like that, sincerely. Without attachment, what will be the result for that? Then our ego will go. By doing prescribed duty, ego will go and our attachment from the senses will go.
And never be attached to do nothing or to do not your duty.
Yeah. Somebody is doing nothing. He is doing nothing. He don't want to do anything. Why? This is the hopeless condition when we do nothing. We have to do something. And we don't fix in prescribed duties, then we will do hopeless things. What is not good to do. Because my mind will go in negative work to do wrong things. Translate? Okay.
Yeah, it's understood. I think everybody can understand.
Yeah.
Right. To do nothing means to sleep a lot. So how can we check our sleep?
No, sleeping is also doing something.
Yeah, but this is laziness.
No. This is for the beginners. But the sadhus, when sleep, they do many things. You don't think that they are not doing. It depends upon who is dreaming for Krishna. It's a super. And if somebody is only lazy body, then we have to do something. We have to do the prescribed duty if you want to liberate from your mind, your ego, from your senses, then you have to follow the prescribed duty. If you want to do what you want, then you are not going to become happy because you are not going to liberate yourself. What my mind will say, I will not follow the prescribed duty, then this is the problem.
Yeah, but you can give us a practical example how to deal with our mind. I mean, to understand that we are not disgraced bodies. It's not so difficult, but it's more difficult to understand.
No, this time is body. This time no body, no. Then that when you are soul, then there is separate duty. This time, Gita is telling when you are in body consciousness, then you have to follow prescribed duties. When you are in soul consciousness, then you know your duty. Because what you will do for your beloved, Krishna. You know that is fixed duty. But here, when you are in body consciousness, there is prescribed duty for separate person, separate way. For the Grihastha is a separate duty. For the Brahmachari is a separate duty. For a Sannyasi is a separate duty. We cannot connect all duty to the all. But in the soul consciousness, there is only one consciousness, no Brahmachari, no Grihastha, no Sannyasi. There is soul and super soul, one duty. Here is many type of duty, many responsibility. If you have family, if you have children, you have to take care. You cannot escape from that duty. This is because you are body conscious. But what you are doing, you don't fix your mind in the result. You don't think that what is going to be result. You leave result for the Krishna, for the Supreme. What is prescribed duty, you have to do like that. You explain what you think. What I think, I say. But you want to say something on this point, you say.
Yeah, I think that that our duty is, in this human life, is to understand that we are not the owners, that nothing belongs to ourselves, not even ourself. Not even ourself. Even ourself is a part and parcel of, a portion. It belongs to Krishna. Not to speak about the body, about the mind, the senses, about the gross matter, about subtle matter.
But what is there, Krishna. You have to explain that thing.
Yeah, I try.
You try to explain what is there. And then you explain what is in the books.
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe,
what can I say, Maharaj? Most of my time I stay in body consciousness.
This, for that stage, we are in body consciousness now. So we have to listen this very nice. Is nobody is always in soul consciousness. I also think that only 1 hour, 2 hours I am living in 24 hours. Or 4 hours. I cannot live in that consciousness. Everybody has to live in body consciousness. We have to practice more and more to live in that spiritual consciousness. But or in material consciousness. Because body is there. And for that is the thing. Read. If you will stop, then you will stop in the same way. You say something, I will say something.
Yeah. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty.
Yeah.
But you are not entitled to the fruits of actions.
Yes.
Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities.
Yes.
And never be attached.
No attached.
To not doing your duty.
Not doing your duty, you do your duty. No attached. Because you are doing your duty because that is prescribed for you. Not attached. When you attach, you start fighting. You understand? So don't attach. Do the duty detachment. There is no point for difference. No point for difference. If you attach, then you start fighting. You are doing duty. Something is happened good, something is not happened good. But what is given by Krishna to us, we have to do for his benefit, not for myself. If I will do for myself, I am going to attach with that result. And then when we will attach with the result, then we will live in happiness, sadness, sometime fighting, sometime no fighting, because I am attached. I think that I want result for that. Why not result is coming? Say, you want to say? Please say. Hmm. Why you... anything you want to say?
Yeah,
say.
Duty. What should be our attitude when we perform our duty? I mean, to follow our duty, to follow our prescribed duty, that means this is a neutral stage of mind, right? To be attached.
To control your mind, not neutral stage. Because mind is not want to do. But how you will control your mind? By doing prescribed duty. Because mind wants something else.
Yeah, by doing prescribed duty. That means,
but if you do the prescribed duty, your mind will engage in that duty. Because this time we are in body consciousness. And when we are in body consciousness, then if we will not engage in prescribed duty, then senses will say, you serve me, I need this. Because we don't want to do prescribed duties. You see, if I am not doing my prescribed duty, what is fixed for me, then what will happen to me? My senses will become more powerful to disturb me. Because I have no work, I am not doing any prescribed duty, then I will search to feed my senses. And when I will start to feeding my senses, then if I will not, I am not getting that thing, then I will start fighting because I am not following the prescribed duty. And my attachment will be with the senses, with the mind. Not my sense attachment with prescribed duty. Clear or not? Huh? Why you not saying yes, no, anything?
No, I agree. It's right.
Huh?
This is right, what you say. But Arjuna, he was not ready to fight. Arjuna was confused.
He is not ready to follow the prescribed duty. Mm. You understand? When we are not ready to follow the prescribed duty, we are trying to accept problems. We are ready to face the problem because we don't want to do prescribed duties. If he is Kshatriya, his prescribed duty to fight. If you are grihastha, your prescribed duty to take care of your family. If you are brahmachari, your prescribed duty to care like a brahmachari. If I am sannyasi, my prescribed duty is there. And if I am not in that duty, if you are president, your prescribed duty to take care of the temple. If somebody is in charge of computer, his prescribed duty to take care of the computers. Like this, what is your prescribed duty? You have to follow. If you are not following, then you are in control of your senses. And your senses is telling you don't do this. You start fighting because your senses, you are attached with your senses, not for your duty.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Next verse.
No, this is not finished. Yeah.
I read it again.
No, line, purport, you read purport.
Mm.
This is very important.
There are three considerations here: prescribed duties, capricious work, and inaction.
It's spiritual nature work. You see? Very clear. Read this line again. Theo.
Yeah, again.
For me.
Yeah. There are three considerations here: prescribed duties, capricious work, and inaction. Prescribed
duties. It is not a spiritual nature. But if we are not prepared for material thing, because this body is there, how we will reach a spiritual thing? If we are not ready.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
But how can I be hopeful in this material world? You said, I listened very good to your the last line you spoke. If we are hopeless in this material world, you said, how can we be hopeful, that was the few words, in the spiritual world?
Yes. If we cannot work in this material world, if you go in practical room, if you read theory and you cannot do practical thing nicely, how you will understand the thing? This material world is for us, is practical room. If we want to control our senses, our mind, then we have to follow the specific duties. What is fixed for me? And if we cannot have capacity to see that, then how I am going to see Krishna? See? You see? You say? If you cannot see your duties, how you will see Krishna? This duty also given by Krishna, because everything is coming from Krishna and going to Krishna. But I cannot see in this material world to you, how I will see to him. I don't believe what is duty for me, and again I jump for my senses. How I will jump from if I cannot fix my mind in duties, how I will free from mind and my senses? Because I cannot practice the duty even in this material world. I have not fixed my mind in that world, in material duty, then how I will free from the senses? Senses is catching me, so I don't want to do our responsibility, our duty. We want to free from our responsibility.
Is it a spiritual injunctions? I mean, prescribed duties, to follow prescribed duties.
Yeah.
This is that. These prescribed duties are given by the spiritual master.
This
or I have
written
to follow by my own.
No. There is everything written. We have to find out the things.
For example, to chant the holy name is a prescribed duty.
That is not only chanting holy name.
Months.
But you are if you are living with your family, if you are with your wife, if your children, you are in grihastha ashram, then what is your duty? Chanting holy names plus to see your family, to maintain your family.
But I think, Maharaj, now to say something, to follow the prescribed duty, we have to understand very well for what reason, what will be the purpose behind when I follow my prescribed duties. There are many persons in the material world without they don't make an effort to make spiritual advancement. No, they are looking for some, how you say, success, material success, you know, to be a sheaf from a fabric, or to have a nice position, to attain a nice position. And for that, they follow rules and regulations also.
Yes.
But our goal is not to have a nice position. Of course, the highest position is to be a servant of the Lord. No?
Here it's very clear. What you are doing, do detach with.
Yeah, but the understanding is the behind for what I should follow prescribed duties.
Prescribed,
for my spiritual advancement.
You see, prescribed duties is fixed. And Arjuna, Krishna is not telling to chant in the fighting. He is telling to fight. He is not telling to chant there. Means, what is your prescribed duty? You have to do that. He is not telling there, you have to chant, you have to take my shelter. This time he is not telling like this. Because you are very attached with your senses, then you have to follow your prescribed duty, what is fixed for you. And if you don't understand your prescribed duty, you have to understand from your spiritual master. You have to go in the books to understand. Or if you don't understand from books, you have to understand from your spiritual master. Krishna is not telling to Arjuna, go and chant. Take my shelter. This time he is not telling. He is telling. But that is separate stage of his spiritual life. When he realized that he is a soul, then he says, now you understand that you are soul. So you go to take my shelter. But now he is totally attached with his senses. And when you are attached with senses, how you are going to free from senses? Only by practicing prescribed duty, devotional service.
Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Maharaj, but devotional service and prescribed duty, it's not always the same, or? Prescribed duties and devotional service is not
always...
It's
the same. Why not?
It's the same.
If your spiritual master gave you that you leave your grihastha ashram and now you have to do your devotions, that you go for devotes, that is not described in any shastras that you leave and go devotes. That is not prescribed duty.
Divorce.
You fight and go for divorce. This is not prescribed in sastra. What is the prescribed in grihastha ashram? You have to follow like that. That is also a spiritual service. Where you are living, that is your duty. Because everywhere is Krishna. What is there? All is Krishna. All soul is Krishna. You can see Krishna everywhere. And what is your prescribed duty when you are in grihastha ashram, when you are in sannyasa ashram, there is a prescribed duty. This is when you are in ashram, that time. In body consciousness. You read the purport, then you will see what Prabhupada is telling. Read the purport.
Capricious work means actions without the sanction of authority. And inaction means not performing one's prescribed duties. The Lord advised that Arjuna not to be inactive, but that he perform his prescribed duty without being attached to the result.
Yeah.
One who is attached to the result of his work is also the cause of the action.
Yeah.
Thus he is the enjoyer or sufferer of the result of such actions.
If you are attached, then you are sufferer or enjoyer. You are going to suffer because you are attached in prescribed duty. If you are not attached with that, you are not sufferer or not enjoyer. So you are free from senses, from your mind, everything. If you are not attached, do the work without attachment. To liberate yourself.
But you can do only on the platform of sattva. No?
You read, then you explain. First you read.
Okay.
As far as prescribed duties are concerned, they can be fitted into three subdivisions, namely routine work, emergency work, and desired activities.
Yes, routine work, emergency work, and desired activities. What is the routine work you are doing every day? Emergency also coming sometimes. And when you come, in retired activities. You don't want to do that time. That also comes. You want to relax yourself. See?
Routine work performed as an obligation in terms of the scriptural injunctions, without desire for results, is action in the mode of goodness. Work with results becomes the cause of bondage. Therefore, such work is not auspicious. Everyone has his proprietary right in regard to prescribed duties, but should act without attachment to the result. Such disinterested obligatory duties doublessly leads one to the path of liberation.
Liberation. By doing this, we will liberate from the senses. We will liberate from who is disturbing the mind. But following the prescribed duty.
Arjuna was therefore advised by the Lord to fight as a matter of duty.
Matter of duty. Not fighting like this. Fighting for the cause. Fighting to existence. Because you have to live to fight with others for that existence. Not fight in family for your prescribed duty. Don't blame in the prescribed duty to anyone. You have to fight to existence for your existence. Then that you can liberate yourself. You will be successful in your prescribed duty. You become succeed in your prescribed duty without attachment. If you have to fight to achieve that duty, you have to do like that. You have to fight with others to achieve success. Then you have to do like that. But you have to fight to achieve that prescribed duty. Not that in prescribed duty you start fighting. You understand my meaning?
Fighting for the own duty or?
No, fighting to achieve that prescribed duty. You got some duty to serve this temple, right? Then you have to fight to achieve that duty. You have to work. That is fighting.
Fighting for having this duty.
Achieve that goal. You know, understand?
Yeah.
You understand?
To fight that...
to achieve the goal. You understand? Explain. My English is not very good.
Yeah. Also wir sollten dafür kämpfen, dass wir unsere vorgeschriebenen Pflichten ausführen und nicht vorgeschriebene Pflichten ausführen und kämpfen.
Like you got some project in computer from Guru Maharaj.
Also der Service und der Kampf sind im Grunde genommen eins dadurch.
Der Kampf soll dahin führen, dass wir unsere Pflichten erfüllen. Und nicht, wir sollen nicht kämpfen, während wir unsere Pflichten erfüllen und dass wir dann aufgrund der Tatsache, dass wir nicht wirklich unsere Pflichten erfüllen, anfangen zu kämpfen oder auch zu streiten, weil wir unsere eigenen Pflichten nicht erfüllen. So verstehe ich das.
Ja? You understand? Meine, you got the project of computer in Guru Maharaj. I'm telling you one example. Mm-hmm. And if you are doing that project, you do many time mistake in computer. Sometime line goes, sometime many time a problem is coming. Then what you are doing? Fighting to achieve the goal, prescribed duty. You understand? You fight for that, to prescribed duty. To finish your duty. If you are in Grihastha Ashram, you see, listen, very quiet. If you are in Grihastha Ashram, like I am wife and he is husband, we are family, we don't start fighting. If we fight, then this is not prescribed duty. We have to fight together to achieve our success in Grihastasram. That is fighting. You understand?
That means I have to force myself, my own self.
What?
First I have to force my own self to follow the rules,
yes,
the regulations.
Yes.
I cannot force my wife to follow the rules and regulations when I'm not forcing myself.
No. So see
it's
yourself.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
You are controlling yourself.
Yeah.
When you are seeing yourself, you are controlling yourself. I'm controlling myself. I'm your wife, I'm controlling myself.
So
you are controlling yourself.
I cannot blame my wife, for example.
Uh-huh.
You have to get up early in the morning and I will sleep.
No. Because
o'clock.
If you do like this,
you know?
Then you are not doing your prescribed duty. Because you have to fight in outside to existence, for your existence. There are too many things. You need money. You need everyday food. You need I need clothes from you. I need many things. Your mind is not peaceful. How you are going to fight in existence, this material world, outside, for this existence? You understand what I want to say?
Yes, madam.
This is there. Not this, I start fighting myself with you and you have no time to do other work. This is not our prescribed duty. You show me anywhere in Shastra, in the book, in the literature, because you want to enjoy your senses and I want to enjoy my senses. So we want to fight. And we don't want to do prescribed duty. So, Krishna is telling to Arjuna, you have to follow their prescribed duty. Because you have to fight for your existence, for your family, for your brothers, not for yourself. Because you need for your mother, your family. You are Kshatriya. You are Vaishya. If you are Vaishya, you have to fight for that. He is going to sell the paintings. I see in cycle. He go. He is fighting. This is fighting. He don't want to do, but he is doing because his prescribed duty. To for his existence. You understand? So anyway, if she got some duty from Guru Maharaj to collect some money, you Yashoda Mata, and if she is not doing, then she is unhappy in the circumstances because she is not fighting for his prescribed duty. And if I don't know, then we have to ask from a spiritual master, what is my duty? I don't understand. Radhe
Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Here is one question.
Yeah.
Yes. What is
over? No. First, I complete is very long.
Work with results becomes because of bondage.
Work. You see. Listen, please. That's it. It's very important. Listen. Work.
Work with results becomes the cause of bondage. Therefore, such work is not auspicious. Everyone has his
work
with results.
If I think for result, then what is? I want to bondage. Means I want to bind myself. If the result is not positive, I will suffer. If result is positive, I will become happy. If you are ready to accept that, then you think for result. And if you are not, you want to live in both position, normal, then you don't think for result. Do your duty. It's called prescribed duty. You understand yourself. Don't think for your result. You are worried because of that. Do your prescribed work, duty, without thinking what is going to you. You will see the result will be very positive.
Everyone has his proprietary right.
Everyone has his proprietary right.
In regard to prescribed duties.
Prescribed duties. Everyone, individual, proprietary right. But we have to give this right to the Krishna. If he will give this right to us, then we will be in suffering. If he will offer this right, that I am only servant of this, then we are not going to suffer. Huh? Read.
But should act without attachment to the result.
If you give to the Krishna, there is no attachment of result. If you put deities and result is for him, good or bad, why you are suffering? No suffering. Your fighting will finish. Your misunderstanding will finish. You will start your new life because you are not attached with your result. You are not proprietor for your senses, for your mind. What is coming, what is accepted, I got it by His mercy. I don't want my proprietary right to change something. You see?
Such disinterested obligatory duties doubtlessly leads one to the path of liberation.
You see? Then you will free. You will free by doing all the things. By enjoying these senses, you will be free from senses. You will enjoy the senses. You will see from these eyes, you will eat from this mouth, you will use all your senses because you are in Grihastha. By doing this way, after doing everything, you will be free from liberation.
You will be free of what, man?
Liberate. You will become liberation. You will got liberation. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. What you want to say, you say.
Yeah, I thought about Prabhupada giving an example. Maybe in the next chapter, he gives the example of the one who is working on the bank, always counting money the whole day, thousands and thousands of dollars. But at the same moment, he's always conscious about that not one pence is mine. It all belongs to the bank, and I have to fulfill my duty that I don't take, not even, you know, one coin from that, knowing very well to whom it belongs. I was thinking about this.
That's right,
So ich hatte gerade an das Beispiel gedacht, das Srila Prabhupada in der Bhagavad Gita gibt. Ich glaube, es ist im dritten oder im vierten Kapitel. Oder auch in späteren Kapiteln. Ich kann mich nicht mehr genau erinnern jetzt.
Alder Prabhu ki jai.
Hi, Won. Dass Prabhupada das Bankbeispiel gibt von den Bankangestellten, durch dessen Hände tagtäglich Tausende von Marken rinnen. Aber der Bankangestellte, der weiß ganz genau, es sei denn, er macht Pläne und will sich was unter den Nagel reißen, das geht dann immer meistens dann ins Gefängnis dann oder dann wird er eingesperrt. Aber er weiß, er hat auch Angst davor, dass er das, wenn er das macht, dass er gebunden wird dann. Er nimmt nicht einen Pfennig aus der Kasse, während er damit beschäftigt ist, Geld anzunehmen von Kunden, die in die Bank kommen, die zahlen ein. Ja? Und es gibt auch Kunden, die dann Geld abholen und er zahlt aus. Und nicht, dass er dann, wenn die Kasse dann aufgeht, guckt er überall, ist da irgendwo eine Kamera angeschlossen, sieht keiner und das in seine eigene Tasche steckt. Ne? Weil er weiß genau, das ist nicht mein Eigentum, das gehört der Bank. Das gehört den Kunden der Bank. Ich darf mich da nicht dran vergreifen. Sobald ich mich daran vergreife, mache ich mich strafbar. Und das bedeutet, ja, dass ich gebunden bin danach, dass ich unter Umständen bestraft werde mit Gefängnis. So.
I've got a question. When I have to take care of earning a lot of money, how can I be unattached?
Yes, you will be unattached by earning money. You will be attached to earn money. You will attach how I will earn $200 today. But at the same time, you have no business to expend from $200. So you are detached. Because this money is not for you. This money is for Krishna. This money is for temple.
Yeah, but I have the feeling I'm attached when I always thinking about how to get enough money.
Yes.
Money I need.
For what? For whom?
For temple, for projects, but
for not for you.
Not for me. But when I have no money, when I don't earn enough money, then I can't make the project. You know.
You see, then you see that is not your attachment.
It's not my attachment.
No. Attachment is what is result. If you got the money and you are attached with that money, that is your result. You are not attached with the result.
But attached with the money.
No problem.
To attached with the result means that I am attached to enjoy.
No, attached to the final goal.
Yeah.
What you got it today. So you are not attached. You are doing everything, prescribed duty, but you are not attached. Because you are not expending. And if you are expending, what is the prescribed to expend, you are doing like that. You are very honest on your duty. Because what you are earning, you are without asking, giving that money to the temple. So you are too much detached, I can say. For earning, if you are taking more money from others, that is not you, not your attachment. That is your duty, prescribed duty to do.
It's my duty to take care
of that money.
Uh-huh.
But you are not taking care in your pocket.
Yeah.
So this is not attached. You are not attached.
Okay.
See? Clear? At the same time, you see, there is a fighting. There is a fighting. But if you think that he is my husband, I am his wife, and now fighting is there, so I have to fight together. This is not reality. Fight to existence, my family, outside, go and fight. This is fighting. Not fight with others. This is the difficulty to understand the wrong thing. Then we difficulty. If my family, I'm his wife, he's my husband, right? Then he has to fight to exist. My family. I also have to think for myself. He has to think his fault. I have to change myself if I am doing anything wrong, if I am not cooking. If I am not caring as a wife, I have to change myself. If he is not honest, he is running with another woman, then he has to change himself. He has to become honest. He has to fight with that thing, not in family. He has to fight the what wrong decision he is doing before. For new, for the prescribed duty, right? Without attachment, if we are doing some work, we will become liberation. Right? Radhe Radhe Govinda,
Govinda Radhe,
Radhe
Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
You see, this is separate platform. Before we are talking about the soul consciousness, and we are in that consciousness, na? So, we do some practice to understand soul consciousness. By doing 4-5 hours this practice of soul consciousness, it's very easy to understand this. You understand?
Yes.
Now it's very easy to understand this, but you are doing so much practice in this second chapter, it's very difficult to understand.
I have a question,
Maharaj. Any more?
I have a really interesting question, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's connected with divorce, the cause of divorce, the main cause. In former times, in Vedic times, marriage was arranged by the parents.
Yes.
They chose for the girl a husband. Looking at even taking astrological advice that that there is a harmony between them, husband and wife.
Yeah.
My question is now, is this the cause, is the real cause now, when there is disagreement, when there is no exchange, you know? Is the cause of that I'm not willing to fight for following the rules, for following the prescribed duties? Is this the cause for divorce?
That is also, there is Vedic culture that marriage is arranged with parents. Right?
Yeah.
But if you see in Vedic culture, also woman is selecting husband. You see the Sita, she selects, she Swayambar, she go and see Ram and he give garnet that he is my husband. This is also one Vedic culture. There is nothing out of Vedic culture what we are doing. Everything you will see from Vedas. But what we are not following, that is our difficulty. If we are not following our prescribed duties to liberate up from my senses, we are not fighting for their existence. That is the fault. We start fighting together. Then we will not do that. We will not fight to exist in this material world because we have no time to think for that. This is hopeless case because we are not thinking what we are doing. And for this, again we are going to suffer and suffer and suffer. This is suffering. If I have to live with you and I again every day fight, how I will live with you? You are going to suffer, I am going to suffer. Why? Because we are not doing our prescribed duty. So we are doing this thing because we have to do something.
So this is the most important thing, the basis of family life.
Anything,
yeah, but
in ashram life, if we are not following our prescribed duty in ashram life, this is big family. Ashram is also big family. If we not understand small family of 3 person or 4 person, how we will understand big family? This is together. This is same thing. This is also family. the president is a guardian of the ashram. He has to take care of everything. The husband and wife is the like a guardian of the house. They have prescribed duty. If I'm sannyasi, I have my prescribed duty. If somebody is brahmachari, he has prescribed duty. If he is not following that duty, then he is not brahmachari. He will suffer. And suffering, we not come for suffering.
Mm-hmm.
We come for peace and happiness and real love.
But what is the position of responsibility? Doesn't it depend of the degree to take responsibility?
You don't think that if you accept prescribed duty, this is also one responsibility?
Yeah, I say.
If you only accept your prescribed duty, this is your responsibility. You don't want to take your responsibility. One of the line to accept the prescribed duty, this is also responsibility. Right or wrong? We don't want to take responsibility. This is the big problem.
This is a problem. Yeah.
And by practicing prescribed duty, responsibility will come. Radhe, Radhe,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Radhe,
Radhe,
Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe.
Straight, clearly, Prabhupada, this is the material consciousness. This is material consciousness. And this material consciousness will help you to develop in a spiritual process. Don't attach this in a spiritual consciousness. Clear?
You also have to suffer, but suffer is one symptom of love. Then
you see,
before that we don't came here.
You see, I am always talking about love, right? But now I am not talking about love. I am talking about prescribed duty. Love will come when you will become in soul consciousness. And when you will live in body consciousness, sex will come, not love. For that, you have to practice prescribed duty first. By this way, if you are control your senses, then you come in soul consciousness. Then only talk for love. I always talk for love. But in that consciousness, not in this consciousness. This is sex. I know very clearly by my practice. Radhe, Radhe,
Govinda.
Govinda
Radhe,
Radhe,
Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe,
Radhe,
Radhe Govinda,
Govinda
Radhe,
Radhe,
Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Any question? You have one question you are asking that. In that time you are asking one question.
Yes, hold on. Ah,
and that is...
He says if in our line we accept the statements from Chanakya Pandita.
Yes. Very good. You remember some? Very good. If you bring book, I will try to say you. Very nice. For the karmi life, for the grass life, you have to know that. If you want to success in your material world, you have to know the Chanakya Pandit's intelligence here.
Some of his advices look a little bit heavy and strange to us.
First you saw me, I will try to...
One I remember, Srila Prabhupada cited this. He said, never have trust in a politician, never have trust in a politician or in a woman.
Yeah.
it sounds a little bit strange to us.
You see, he's right. You see, woman is not wife. You have to see this. You can trust to your wife. You can trust to your sister. But you cannot trust to the woman. Woman means you don't know. You have no relation. And you will become trust. You go in train, you go in flight, or you go in a new place and you trust with woman and see the result. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda. Agree or not?
Maharaj, he says, but in other of his verses, something is very heavy.
What?
He says, Chanakya Pandita,
I will try if I...
He says that when one makes something bad to you, you should also...
respond in the same way. You see, this is for karmi life. I say first, if you want to exist in this material world, for this is very important. How you are going to survive in this material world? If you have family, you see, your wife, and you go outside and make the friend with woman, then you will come and wife will start fighting with you. Because not trust with woman. You clear? So the problem will start. Woman, you don't know that lady. Not wife, not sister, not mother, then woman. Unknown lady, not even your friend, not even your relation, not your auntie, not anything. It's out, it's new. That is very important.
But maybe it's for all people.
For all.
To not give trust for just...
Woman, yes. If you go a new place, and you trust some woman, you
but
don't know.
All people you should not put your trust in, if you do not know them.
Not for that, Mataji, because she's your sister. You have to trust.
But if you don't put
she's
your trust
your
in
sister,
a woman,
huh?
If you don't put your trust in a woman, it should be the same for a man.